It's a fight that's been going on for weeks in the nation's third largest school district. And today, Chicago Public Schools and the Teachers Union have reached a tentative agreement to safely reopen schools next week. Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot made the announcement earlier today. News Nation reporter Mike Lowe explains more about the deal that has been months in negotiations.
Here at Chicago City Hall today, Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced what she called a tentative agreement with the Chicago Teachers Union. For now, this appears to end the threat of a teacher strike and a district lockout of the teachers. This is a proposal that would need to be voted on by all of the rank and file members of the Chicago Teachers Union, but if they were to approve it, that means some students could be returning to their classrooms here in Chicago by Thursday.
At long last, CPS has finally reached a tentative agreement with the Chicago Teachers Union.
On the coldest day of the year, Chicago witnessed a thawing in what had been frosty negotiations between the leadership of the Chicago Teachers Union and the management of the Chicago Public Schools.
Our children will be returning to in-person learning this week.
If their proposal were to be approved, preschool and special ed students would return to their classrooms on Thursday. But the deal is not yet finalized. The union posted a written statement on its Twitter account that reads, "We do not yet have an agreement with the Chicago Public Schools. The mayor and her team made an offer to our members last night, which merits further review. We will continue with our democratic process of rank and file review throughout the day before any agreement is reached." The city's latest proposal reportedly grants many of the union's requests, including language that no teacher or staff member would go back to the classroom before being offered a vaccine, and that allows any teacher who requests to continue working from home to be allowed to do so if a member of their household is medically compromised.
The victory, I believe, is for our families who need it the most.
CPS CEO Janice Jackson said kindergarten through fifth grade staff would return to their school buildings on February 22nd, and their students would come back on March 1st. Sixth through eighth grade staff would go back on March 1st, and their students would return a week later on March 8th.
While face covering, social distancing will be with us for the foreseeable future, I am hopeful that this is the beginning of a new phase for Chicago Public Schools.
I'm happy that they've come to some sort of tentative agreement.
Natasha Dunn says she's excited to have a tentative deal because her daughter, a CPS sixth grader, was starting to struggle without seeing her teachers and classmates, a problem she says is evident in communities of color.
There's a disproportionate amount of black and brown students who are not doing very well in remote.
Chicago Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwadi says her office helped develop a plan that would trigger a return to remote learning for a 14-day period if the citywide test positivity rate is 10% or higher.
First and foremost, we want to make sure that the schools are safe.
A Chicago Teachers Union source tells us tonight that they are not viewing this as a, quote, tentative agreement, instead preferring to use the term framework, essentially an outline of how far the city is willing to go at the bargaining table. Again, it's a proposal that would need to be voted on by the rank and file members of the Chicago's Teachers Union, and right now it's not clear when that vote could take place. Reporting at City Hall in Chicago, Mike Lowe, News Nation.